What I actually think would make the most sense would be to put out a collection, pick my favorite songs from all my records, because I've put out 10 records now. And, you know, some people know some of them, and a lot of people know none of them.
One thing is sure, however, if you've ever stepped into a mall, restaurant, or car, you've heard at least one of Jesse Harris's songs. Prolific singer and songwriter, Jesse Harris. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. He wrote the song Everyone Has Heard, Don't Know Why, by Norah Jones in 2002. Besides that hit, Jesse Harris's songs have been performed by many other great singers, like Smokey Robinson, Willie Nelson, and Cat Power. But Jesse Harris likes to get up on stage, too, and his performing career has now spanned over 15 years. He recently stopped by Electric Lady Studios for an FUV Live performance for some of our marquee members. We started out talking about his new single, The Secret Son. Congrats, first of all, on The Secret Son news. This is the latest development for you.
Yeah.
What's the backstory on the new version?
Well, the backstory is to tell you the truth, is that Corona called up and they said, we want to do that. We want to use your song in this commercial, but I think we need you to re-record it. Which was actually great for me because Verve Records owned the master of the old one, and I'm not recouped at Verve. So, I mean, that's some inside business stuff. But you know, I mean, these days you really have to be creative in order to make money in the music business, you know, and so it was really a great opportunity, and it was fun to go back in and re-record that song actually, and we did a new version which was much faster, and so. That was the impetus for recording the song, but then they started playing it so much that we thought, well, let's just release it as a single.
And it's such a great version of it. And that's been a big song for you over the years. I mean, you're...
Yeah, it was in... They put it in some movies. It was in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Anytime there's a beach, anything with the beach, suddenly people want... That song works.
Meet me by the sea again, past the point the shoreline bends, where the sand is soft and warm and hangs upon a golden arm.
Brazilian sound is really a key part for you. You're so influenced by that classic Brazilian music.
Yeah, I am. I don't know, it's sort of an addiction. I can't help it. But I do.
When did it start?
You know, it started really when I was a kid, but I didn't really learn that much, start to learn a lot about Brazilian music until maybe like 6-7 years ago. I was on a tour in Brazil, and I finally thought, okay, I'm just going to start buying a lot of records. And so I just bought some things that I loved, and I listened to them in the store, you know, and then that got me just buying. I just bought anything, you know, and then I've met some people along the way who showed me a lot of cool music, some DJs here in New York and other musicians, and I've actually started to learn Portuguese. I'm trying anyway.
Well, you do pick a lot up from music, like. I can muddle my way through the occasional song title,
right?
Because you do really pick a lot up, but when you listen to a lot.
Well, I'm picking up more now that I'm working on it. Now I can understand a lot of words, which is kind of a funny discovery to have, because some of them are just, I want that woman, I want that woman. Georgie Ben, you know?
Georgie Ben.
I do love Brazilian music, but I've tried not to make it like a idiomatic thing that I'm trying to ape or something like that.
That nothing is free. And lately I wonder, had I been wiser, then would we be there? Still there.
Jesse Harris in an FUV Live show from Electric Lady Studios in the West Village with Rocking Chairs and Secret Sun. I'm Rita Houston, Take 5, produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete performance online anytime at WFUV.org.